Welcome back to another episode of Black by Popular Demand. I'm your host, CJ Boyns, and today we're going to talk about the Grammys. I want to kind of discuss some of the award winners, as well as I kind of want to cover one thing I really want people to understand when it comes to these awards, because there's always a lot of outrage. Last year, we kind of didn't care, because if memory serves, I think Will Smith slapped Chris Rock during this time period. I might have the wrong awards, might have that mixed up, but I believe that was the distraction last time. So I just want to cover a couple things, and of course I want to cover just the obvious winners of this. And Chris Brown did make headlines this week for his comments about a certain songwriter, but we're going to dive into that. Future me, go ahead and roll that intro. Excuse me, guys, my voice is a little raspy. Feel like I'm losing my voice. But today we're going to talk about, of course, the winners from the Grammys of last night, as well as the nominations and everything of that nature. So we're going to kick it off right off the top. Harry Styles won Album of the Year. This was over Adele. She came out with 30. This was also over Renaissance. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, DJ Khaled's album he did with Mary J. Blige, Good Morning Gorgeous, and Special, Lizzy, Mark Ronson. I want to name these albums because I do want you guys to give it a chance and come up with your own opinion on who should have won this. But he did end up winning. His album was ended up Grammy nominated, and he did win a Grammy Award for this album. Me personally, I don't know too much about Harry Styles. I know he is big right now in the pop community. People love his sound, his music, all of that. The song that won was Just Like That by Bonnie Raitt. This ended up winning over Break My Soul somehow, About Damn Time by Lizzo somehow, God Did somehow, heavy on somehow, because again, I understand, you know, I'm not super well versed in music on some of these other platforms. Like, I haven't really listened to pop in a while. It just doesn't, you know, sound the same, right? And so I can't really tell you what's going on in the pop world. Like, I know who Sam Smith is, of course, but like, I don't know who Harry Styles is. I don't know who Bad Bunny is. Like, I know who Bad Bunny is, but I've never heard any of his music, if that makes sense. New artists, this one honestly shocked me. I couldn't believe it. So Samara Joy won new artists. She won this over notable names like Money Long, that's who came out with Hours and Hours. She won this over Mulatto. She won this over Toby Ngakwe. Like, these are names I'm shocked to hear this. Like, salute to you. This is a black woman. Women, we love to see it. But her winning this was interesting. This one got a lot of hate. But again, we're going to dive into that for another segment in a few minutes, but I want to just go over the awards. So, best record was About Damn Time by Lizzo. This one over Break My Soul by Beyonce, Woman by Doja Cat, As It Was by Harry Styles, Easy On Me by Adele, Good Morning Gorgeous, Mary J. Blige, and of course, The Heart Part 5. Rap Album of the Year was Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. This one over God Did, I Never Liked You by Future, God Did by DJ Khaled, of course, It's Almost Dry by Pusha T, Come Home, The Kids Miss You by Jack Harlow. That, you know, I think I Never Liked You could have won it, but again, we'll dive into that in a minute. Let me get back on topic. Let me get back right. music video of the year. Well, the Grammy Awards for the best music video was All Too Well, the short film. Have not seen it, could not give you an opinion on it. Woman nominations were Woman, As It Was, Easy On Me, Yet To Come, and The Heart Part 5. The best pop duo group performance was Unholy, featuring Sam Smith and featuring Kim Petras. Well deserved. The nominations were I Like You, A Happier Song, Doja Cat, and Post Malone. That actually was a really good song. My Universe, I don't listen to BTS, so I couldn't tell you anything about that. Shut Me Down by ABBA. And Bam Bam, Ed Sheeran, and Camila Cabello. Rock album, Ozzy Osbourne won that. I'm sure you guys don't really care about those, but those are your winners for those. R&B song Cuff It ended up winning. The nominees were Hurt Me So Good, Hours and Hours, Please Don't Walk Away, and Good Morning Gorgeous. Rap song of the year was The Heart Part 5. Kendrick ended up winning that. The nominations was Pushing P, God Did, Wait For You, and Churchill Downs. Pop solo performance was Easy On Me, Dance Recording, Break My Soul, and R&B performance was Hours and Hours. And that's about it. We're going to dive into the, let me make sure I have everything. Let me see. I'm looking for it now to see, because I want to dive into the Chris Brown and Robert Glasper thing real quick. So Chris Brown did lose out for the male R&B album. He did end up losing out to Robert Glasper and his album Black Radio 3. So that is the awards rundown for the most relevant awards to me personally. Now, of course, you are able to go check out the full stretch of award winners there. You'll be able to do that. I personally did not too much care about the rock albums, the reggae albums, stuff like that. That's just not my niche for music. That's not my area, and I don't feel qualified to speak on those awards. But as someone who listens to rap, R&B, you know, a level of pop, I can speak on those. So we're gonna take a quick break here, quick ad break, and we're gonna dive into I want to dive into just kind of my perception on the Grammys in general. And I want this to kind of, because during this time, it's just so many fan bases. You have the Barbs, and you have the Beehive. They get bent out of shape about certain shit that they shouldn't. But we're gonna dive into that. If you guys give me just a few moments, we'll be right back after these sponsors. Okay, so here's my thing with the Grammys, bro. Here's my biggest thing, because you have people now attacking this man. I feel like there was a lot of wrong on both sides of this, but I want to go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes of what I'm about to say. Okay, so don't shoot me for this, but I did not know who Mr. Glasper was either. Don't attack me for that. Honestly, should he have won? I'm going to keep it a band with you. I've heard Chris Brown's album, the Breezy album. The Under the Influence album. I don't see how it didn't win. But at the same time, this is the Grammys. So I'm going to tell you the only place I feel as though Chris Brown went wrong. You can't be mad at the man for putting out an album and then he wins. You can't take your anger out on him. That's not his fault. We've known for a while the Grammys has been on bullshit. Like, we've known this for a long time. Some of the people who win the awards do not deserve to win them. And several celebrities have came out about this. Like, this isn't a uncommon theme. Nicki Minaj despises the Grammys. Because she is yet to win one, but Cardi B has won one. Whether or not you know, do I feel like Cardi B deserved it? No, not really. But at the same time, she has one. You feel me? So the biggest issue is the Grammys is inconsistent. M has taken issue with them. Plenty of people have. Kanye West is a prime example of, he won a Grammy, he put his in the toilet and he peed on it. That's how much it meant to him. Because I think it's well known at this point that the Grammys has essentially become a little bit of a popularity contest. Who's in good with the upper echelon Caucasian people? You know, I apologize to my Caucasian viewers because it's, you know, I don't want it to appear like that, but that's what it is, right? So I got a prime example of when I stopped caring about the Grammys. I'm a huge Kendrick Lamar fan. For the viewers out there listening that do not know, I'm a huge KDOT fan. The album Good Kid, Mad City came out. This was Kendrick's debut album. There was nobody hotter than Kendrick when this album came out. That album, just about 95% of it is not skippable. Like, you're not skipping that album. There's some songs in there you can skip, but the whole album was a banger. He ended up losing out for best rap album that year. He lost out to Macklemore. I didn't stutter. He lost out to Macklemore. Macklemore, bro. The I'm gonna pop some tat. Like, that's who he lost to. I've never been, like, when it comes to this music thing, this music stuff, I don't really get mad, but I was pissed. I was pissed. Because it looked so stupid. Like, you had Macklemore walk up with this award. Like, it was crazy to me. Let that just set the standards of how, like, the Grammys just kind of pick and choose who they want to give what to. It's stupid. So I say all this to say, Chris Brown, you're more than entitled to feel how you feel, but you should have approached that completely differently, because he's an artist just like you. I just recently found out he helped Lauryn Hill write a lot of that album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. He helped her write a lot of that album. He deserves his praise. Even if you don't feel like he deserved it this year, he still deserved it, bro. So Chris Brown was wrong for that. You don't attack no other artist. Who the fuck is this guy? Like, you don't do that, bro. Because he busting his ass just like you are. He is of that stature. Now, mind you, I'm just now figuring out who this guy is, and I don't want to appear like I'm just a huge fan of his, but I can respect what you've put out, because you made it. You made your money. You've worked with the Lauryn Hills of the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're like that. I just didn't know who you are. And that could be by virtue of age or just the fact that the artists that you've worked with, while popular, aren't in my playlist. Now, that's Chris Brown. Now, some of these people who make it their mission to hate Chris Brown, y'all weird. Y'all weird as hell. Chris Brown's apology should have been as loud as his disrespect was. 100% true. But when y'all say, oh, you try to make the little drug comments and you try to get at him for doing substances, or you try to talk about his past, like, none of this shit has anything to do with anything. See, I think the part I hate most about social media is, if you don't know somebody, people act like you're just so uncultured, you're just so this and you're so that, when in all actuality, it could literally just be a culture difference. It could be an age difference. I didn't know who that man was just based off of age proximity. I'm too young. I'm cool with someone saying, you just too young to know who that is. That's absolutely fine. Because I didn't know who he was. But instead of educating these days, there's a lot of like nasty levels of disrespect being thrown to Chris Brown. It's one thing to disrespect him for what he said about Robert. It's another thing to disrespect his music and pretend like it's not good and attack him from a personal standpoint. That's a whole different other scenario. You can't do that, bro. Because we're not going to sit up and pretend like 90% of the world knows who this man is. We're not. And when I say 90% of the world, I don't mean like globally. I mean so on social media. If you pull 10 people, if you ask 10 people who he is, 9 out of 10 of those people are not going to know who he is. They're not. Not because he doesn't do his damn thing, but because based on from what I see, he stay in the background and he songwrite. A lot of people do that. A lot of folks don't know these songwriters. It's not that you're not good at what you do. It's just the fact that we don't see you on stage. We don't, you know, it's proximity. I can't know who you are if we don't have interactions. I can't know who you are if you're never on TV. That's how that always is. That's how it's gonna be. We have people that are mad about Lizzo winning over Beyonce, and it's like, okay, I love the song, but Lizzo had a great ass year. It was a great ass year. Good luck for anybody next year. I mean, for the next year's Grammys, because SZA is gonna win several awards. She's gonna be nominated. She's gonna win. Good luck. That's all I can tell you. Good luck. But all in all, man, people have to kind of stop taking so much stock in the Grammys, because people were like, well, how didn't you know who he is and he's won the Grammys more times than you? Let's be real. I did some research on this man. Robert Glasper. Yes, he has won 5 times, but he's only been nominated 12 times. Chris Brown has been nominated 21 times. So, yeah, you didn't win more than him. But at the same time, he's been nominated for way more than you. There were years you weren't even in consideration. That has to be taken into account. I get it. We hate Chris Brown, yada, yada, yada. Y'all hate Chris Brown, yada, yada, yada. So anytime he show his ass, you own his ass. I get it. However, let's be transparent. A lot of folks under the age of 30 do not know who this man is. And if you're going to pretend like you do, cool, whatever, leave me out of that. Because I know for a fact I don't know who he is, and I'm not going to pretend like I do. That's all I'm saying. But with these Grammys, take it as a grain of salt. Because, like I said, so many... Beyonce won awards. She wasn't even there to claim them because she feels like this is a waste of time. Jay-Z... plenty of nominations. I'm pretty sure he wasn't there to claim the award either. They send people to these events. They don't care about these events no more. Because they've seen how rigged they are and how stupid it gets. Nobody. Imagine being Eminem. They got you seated beside Jay-Z, Kanye, Drake, and Kendrick. And then somebody like Smoke Perp win the award. Or somebody like, I'm trying to think of an artist that's just not that good. Lil Pump. Imagine being a Eminem, 50 Cent. Y'all all came out with like bomb albums. And then you lose best rap album to somebody like Lil Pump. You wouldn't want to go again. You have no problem losing to someone you know. You know is a great artist and their music will age great. And Eminem spoke on this. He said, but don't get me here and make me lose to someone you know did not have a better year than me and isn't a better artist than me. And he told them that one year he won, he's like, please do not invite me here no more. I'm not coming. And that's how we kind of, if celebrities look at the Grammys like that, we have to look at it the same way. These people do not care about these awards. They send people to claim these awards because it hasn't been clear cut in years. It's always been some BS. Every year, some BS. Every year, the awards are questionable as hell. But that's all I have for you guys. I do want to give you guys a sneak peek into Wednesday's episode, excuse me. I'm going to be talking about Berlizzi's channel has been deleted. I wanted to cover it today, but I want to wait and see about a little bit more information coming out, because there has been some things that are convoluted. We don't really know why the channel was deleted. There's been speculation that it was deleted over his last poop killer video, because it took place in a adult toy store, but we don't have anything yet. I'm gonna hold off on posting it until we do know something. We definitely, whenever I find out something, I'm gonna go ahead and covering it. I think we'll have more to the story either later tonight if he streams, or we'll have something by Wednesday for sure. But you know, he is aware of it. JoJo, which is someone who is in the Some Bros group, JoJo did say he's aware of it and he was gonna get on it in the AM. We're just waiting to see, you know, how he responds to it and, you know, where we go from there. But all of his channels have been deleted, and that's major. This is one of the more prominent black YouTubers. And it's just crazy, bro. We gotta see what's going on. But I'm your host, CJ Bones, and I'm out. Y'all have a good night.